We are learning Mesechta Moed Katan, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom. Eim Mefanim Abayis Labayis. Now let it carry your stuff from one house to another house, to when Shalom Tzarech Moed, you just want to clear out one house to another house. You're not allowed to do that. Av Mefanu L'Chatzeiru. So right now, it sounds like we're saying, you're not allowed to bring it from one house across the street to my house, but you're allowed to bring it from the house across the street to the Chatzer. That's what it sounds like it's saying in the Mishnah. Another halacha, you're not allowed to bring home your kelim from the craftsman, which means taking something from the cleaners, or taking home your pottery from the pottery place. You're not allowed to take that home on Chol HaMoed. Why? Either because of tircha, or the Menuchah Yesu says, is the chshad, people will think that you brought it in to get fixed on Chol HaMoed. If you're worried and you get ruined by the Beis Uman, you could take it out of the Beis Uman and put it into the nearest chatzar, but don't bring it home to your house. Again, the reason is because of tircha and shloil tzarech, and also because there's a chshad, people will think that you hire them to do work on Chol HaMoed. Zok to Gemara. The Reish of the Mishnah said, you can't be mefana your stuff, your kelim, from one house to another house, but you're allowed to bring it to the chatzar. Right, the Gemara of Amos Reisha Ein Mefanim Klal. Sometimes you can't mefanim. Why would bring it to your chatzah be any different? On Abaya, Sefer, what it says, you're allowed to bring it to your chatzah, means in the same chatzah. Sefer and also Abaya Sheva Chatzah. In the same chatzah, you're allowed to be mefanit from the bias to the chatzah. Let's take things out from the bias to the chatzah. But to bring it from bias to bias is also. This child comes in the Lamaisa, if you're allowed to, you want to pack your car, let's say, on Chol HaMoed, for after Chol HaMoed. You're leaving right at Matzah. You don't even want to pack your car. It's a big shaila if you're allowed to pack your car. So because that's tircha, shloil tzarech. That's you have to learn these halachas to know when you're allowed to do it or not.
You can do the same thing. Let's say you're on first days and you're going away for second days and you want to put away the stuff.
Right, that'll be the same shaila. So now the Maisa says in the same house, it could be it's mutter. In the same house, it's mutter. It says mefanim v'bayis v'chotzer. We're going across the street to bring it, then it'll be a bigger shaila. But you have to look at, when it comes to halacha l'maisa, you have to ask a rav and look into the shaila about it. V'eim v'bein kelim beis u'mon. It says in the Mishnah that you can bring kelim mibeis u'mon. You know, pick up stuff from the cleaners or anything like that on Chol HaMoed. Omra Papa, Badaglon Rava. Rava tested us with a question. It says in the Mishnah here, Mesechta Moed Katan, Tanan, Eim Evin Kalim Beis Uman, you now bring home Kalim from the craftsman's house, or craftsman's shop. Reminu, we have a Kasha that says in a Mishnah in Psachim, Mesechta Psachim, Melech Revim Kalim Beis Uman, Vafi Shein and Zarech Moed. They allowed to bring things and pick up things from the Kalim, you allowed to pick up Kalim and bring Kalim to the Beis Uman. I said on Chol HaMoed, it's not true, it just says that lashon. And we answered. The answer to this kasha is, on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to bring something to the cleaners and pick it up from the cleaners. Why? So if the pshad is as tircha, there's no tircha on Erev Pesach. And if the pshad is like the Muki Yisvat Chshad, Erev Pesach is more cool, they're wearing geyser on Chshad. You're not allowed to pick up and bring kelim, but from the Beis Uman. That's one teretz. So one teretz of the stira is, one's Erev Pesach, and one's Chol HaMoed. By saying another teretz is, Hava v'Chol HaShemoed, they're both Chol HaMoed. One place it says, Mavien and Melichin kelim Beis Uman. And here it says in our Mishnah, you can't bring pick up stuff from the Beis Uman. The Gemara answers, Kamamina, Kamashemina, both of them Chol HaMoed. One's a case where you trust him, one's a case where you don't trust him. Vatanya, I'll show you in the Braisa this difference. Vatanya. The first halach in the Brayis is Mavin Kalim Beis Uman. You're allowed to pick up Kalim from Beis Uman on Chol HaMoed. Could go in Kad Beis HaKadar, like a jug from the jug place. The Kais Beis HaZagog, and a glass cup from the glassmaker. Why? Zok Rashi, those things are Tzarech Moed. That you're allowed to pick up on Chol HaMoed. If you need it for Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to pick up on Chol HaMoed. Avaloit Tzarech Beis HaTzeva. You can't pick up wool from the dyeing house where they dye it, where they color it. Like Kalim Beis Uman. You can't pick up Kalim Beis Uman. If the Uman has nothing to eat and you want to support him, so you want to pick it up, push to pay him, you pay him, and he leave the thing by him. You want to give money? Give him money, but leave the thing by him. But if you worry that he's going to charge you again when you pick it up after Yontif, so put it in the house near it. If you're worried it's going to get stolen, then mefanim l'chatzah acheres. You can bring it to your house. Akaponim, what does it say over here? In this brisa, that by Einim Aymino, you're talking about bringing something home from the Beis Uman. So the answer to this theory is like this. The Mishnah about us talking about where you trust him, so therefore you can't pick up something from the Beis Uman. The Mishnah Pesachim is talking about where he doesn't have what to eat, so you let him pick it up, and you don't trust him, so you bring it back home. But Frank the Gemara, that answers why I could pick it up. What's Pshat Malichim? It says in Masechet Pesachim, Mevim and Malichim, you could bring it there also. Teratz da Mevim, Malichim, Kashav, hey, let bring something to Beis Uman. Army says in of course it can't be Malichim. So what's Pshat there? It says you let it bring to the base of Uman. It's a steerist though. You have to go back to the first tarets that one's Erev Pesach and one is on Pesach. That means on Pesach, I cannot pick up or bring something to the base of Uman. The only time I can pick it up is if I'm worried the guy's not going to eat and I'm worried it's going to get stolen. So then I could give him money and pick it up. If not, you can't pick something for the cleaners. And you can't bring something to the cleaners on Pesach. Masha Inkin, Erev Pesach, it's mutter to be
maybe. What would be the reason why you wouldn't be able to pick something up for the cleaners?
Because someone thinks you brought it there you brought it in. The people, the two psalms, neither because they're what? On Erev. On Erev, why shouldn't you be able to? You now do Malach Erev Yom Tov.
Pick it up.
I know, so it's also people might have thought you brought it in on Erev Yom Tov. So Masha, we're not chosen for that. And then we're not chosen for that. Or the having to be, it's a tircha. It's like a chalamah, it's a tircha. We're saying there is no problem with Erev Pesach to do that. The Erev Pesach is this a malach on Erev Pesach? Yeah. So all these things are mutl mice. Yeah. Talk to Mr. Vaita. If you have these dried figs drying and you want to cover them, it shouldn't get ruined. It's in the rain. You want to cover them. You're allowed to cover them on Chol HaMoed because of Dava, but you're allowed to do work for that. You're allowed to make a thick covering. Not only is Tam a cover of Kash, I'll do a thick covering. Tomorrow we'll discuss what the word Ma'av means exactly. People who sell peiros ksus v'kelim, they should sell betzina l'tzarech moed. Even though they're doing l'tzarech moed, they're supposed to sell privately. What's the reason? Because it looks like you're selling, since it's so big, a whole big sale, therefore it looks like you're selling also shloi l'tzarech moed, and therefore it's not allowed to, you're not allowed to do it. Even if you sell, you know l'tzarech moed is mutter, but you got to do a betzina. You have to do betzina. Hatzayodim by the shushois, by grusois, atziyodim are people who trap animals. The shushois is people who crush chitim. The grusois also they crush beans. Oisim betzina l'tzarech moed. You're allowed to do it betzina l'tzarech moed, but you shouldn't do it b'fahesia. Again, the reason is like the Mishbura speaks out is because it's b'fahesia. So then people are going to think you're doing it shaloi l'tzarech moed as well. Rabbi Yisi Eimer, hey mechmir matzman. Rish says they were machmir l'atzmam. What that means, we've seen the Gemara. What that means exactly? Mehem machmir l'atzmam. Zok the Gemara weiter. Pliga baruch chia bar abba rav asi tavara mishved chizkir rav yechanan. They're going to argue now what Rav Yehuda means. Af ma'avin. What's Rav Yehuda adding on? Charama. One man yaman says we have a chizkir rav chia and rav asi mishved chizkir rav yechanan. One says that mechapa means aklushe. It means you put on the cover with straw, but it's not very strong. And ma'avin means asmuche, a very thick covering of straw. Pechad Amad, the other man the says, the two things are, mechapin bein eklushi bein asmuche. Mechapin means either a thick covering or a thin covering. And ma'avin means entirely something else entirely. Ma'avin oisa oisim kemi kri. You'll have to pile up the ketziyos in order to make the cover better. You'll have to do an extra tercha. So the chalik is what ma'avin means. Either means you cover very well, or not only that, you pile up the ketziyos. Taina mahachi. Ma'avin oisa oisim kemi kri. The Rav Yehuda, we see from here that Pshat Rav Yehuda is that ma'avin means you make it into a pile. And that's the word ma'avim means. It says in the Mishnah, Meichir peiros ksus v'kelim, Meichir mitzina. And says, Rabbi Yossi says, Hei mechmir ha'atzman, aboy aluhum. Hei mechmir ha'atzman, do I have avdi klal? Is Rabbi Yossi saying, you know, some people machme, they didn't sell at all. I don't want to have avdi mitzina. Or, he's saying a kula. He's saying, by the way, that the del mitzina, that was only a chumra. Really don't have to do that. So either he's saying a chumra, that some people didn't even sell at all, or Rabbi Yossi saying a kula, that the whole thing to do with sin is only a chumra. Toshima, I'll ring a raya that Rabbi Yossi is saying that they were machmer al atman, it's not sell at all. Toshima, meicher peiros ksus v'kelim, meicher mitzina, people will sell fruits, clothing, and utensils, they can sell privately, tzarech moed. Rezemer, tagri tfarya, the workers in tfarya, the peddlers in tfarya, hein echmir al atman shalaya meicher koleka, they didn't sell at all. Sadei chayais ba'ifais v'dogim, Tzayda Mitzina, people who trap Chayas Vayfais, you're allowed to do it with Tzina Tzarech Moed. Because again, if you do it for Hesed, people are going to think you're doing it for after Moed. Rabbi Yisrael Eimer, Tzadei Akkoi, Hei Mechbir Ma'atzman, Shalayu Tzadei Kalikar. They were Machman himself that shouldn't be Tzad at all. The Shushay Chilka, people who crush Chilka, Turgis, Batisni, Doish, and Mitzina. We'll teach soon what that means. What Chilka, Turgis, it means a different type of wheat. We'll see what it means. Doish, and Mitzina, they crush a Mitzina, Tzarach, Moyed. For the Tzarach, they need it for Yantiv. Rabbi Yisrael, the Shushay Tzipari, the crushers of the city of Tzipari, Hinochim, Asmash, Layu, the Doish, and Kolik, they didn't do any work at all. They didn't crush the wheat at all. Hakapalim, you see from here, from this Brysa, that Rabbi Yisi held that there was a Makim not to do it at all. But like upon them, either way, we paskin that it has to be done bitzina, that it has to be done bitzina, because it might be to after Tzarech Mayid, and therefore it has to be done bitzina. Are you going to ask me stores that are open regularly? Okay, good question. But lemaisa, the that it has to be done bitzina, because it's, we're worried. I'll read the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Tafkuf Lamed Tes Sifid Aleph. Moichri Peres Ksus V'Kelim Moichri Mitzina Tzarech Mayid Keitzad Moisachanus. If it's open privately, like a little alleyway, it's open regular. But it's a psucha shirab, and the Gemara's going to say this later on. So you have to be careful. So the stores are open, it's not supposed to be open regularly. They're supposed to have one door closed. Some stores do this, and they're supposed to do that. Not to be open regular on Chol HaMoed. It has to be some kind of simon that, you know, it's a little more private. It's not so fast.
Is it about the door, or is it about, let's say, someone has shorter hours?
Short hours, also anything that you can make a nicker, it could be also, that would be fine also. You have to show a nicker that it's only a Tzarech Mayid and it's not a regular opening. The Gemara later on will say this idea, they keep one door closed. Some places Taka keep one door closed. Omar Bai, now what do these things mean? Chilka and Tirgis and Tiski. Omar Bai, Chilka is Chod. Chilka means you chop the wheat into two pieces. Chodol Atarati, one piece of wheat into two. Tirgis, listen, like trigonometry, trig, is Chodol Atlas, one into three. Tisni is chod larba, one piece of wheat into four. So this, they have special utensils to do this. There's special people who do this for you. And when they cracked the wheat, once it was cracked, they made it into oatmeal and different things like that. Ka'asar Avdimi Omar, he said the chilka does not mean one of the two. Chilka means something else entirely. Ka'asar Avdimi Omar, it means kinsa. It means spelt. It means kusmim. That's what it means. Chilka means spelt. Meisvem, that's your kasha. You're saying chilka means spelt. Meisvem, that's your kasha. Chilka, tirgis, vetisni, tamei, and mechomokim. The halacha is that something only becomes tamei if it has hechsher in it. It means it gets wet. So the Gemara Pesachim says that in the big cities, their soilus is always mekabel tuma, their flour. Why? Because they always soak the chitim in water before they grind it, because that makes much better flour. But in the suburbs, they don't makbet on such fine flour, and therefore it's not tuma because they never put it into water. But it says that in every place, these cracked wheats, these wheats that are cracked in half, that's partial, it's hochshel tuma. Why? Because the only way to crack it well, it has to be made wet first. So chilka triggers vitisni to make mechomokim. Why? Because cracked wheat has to be wet. So bishlamad the amachado l'tarati, the chilka means you cut one of the two amachado l'tarati l'tlas v'arba mshemachit to make mechomokim. That's you understand why chilka is one of the things that are tamei, because it's the eskasha, because it became hechsha, because it's one of the things that you crack. Elamad the amah means spelt. Elamad the kunsa amay to make mechomokim. Malo eskasha, it didn't get wet. So like, why is it putting it together with all the things that you crack? And for the Gemara, going to Makalfin, because it was. The peel was peeled off. The lav the sharlim may, if you didn't soak in the water, they have makalfa, would not be able to be peeled off good. My karli chilka, why do you call it chilka? Why do you call this spelt that was peeled chilka? The shokal chilkaya, because you took off the peel and it's now very smooth. So you see, that's why it's even called chilka, and that's why it's tamei. Why? Because the only way to peel it is by, and crack off the bran is by making it wet. So that's why it's hechsher. It's different. The cracked wheat is hechsher because you can't crack without getting wet. This is not cracked wheat, according to Zman Yama. It's spelt. But since you're smearing, taking off the klipa, so therefore, taking off the shell, therefore you have to make it wet. Meisvei, that's a kash from Mishnah in the Dorim, and Dagon, if someone makes a neder, he's not going to eat grains. Also, af bepulam, it's riyavish. He's also with a certain dry bean, because that you also, Dagon is also piling up. That the way you store that by piling it up. Umutab alach, but you mutab with fresh beans because those things you don't pile. Umutab iris, you mutab in rice. Rice not called grain. And bechilka, tergus tisni, all those things are not called grain anymore because when you store them, you don't pile them anymore. Since they're cracked already, so you don't pile them anymore. So bishlamadim echadlo tarti, echadlo tlas, echadlo arba. Finamadim says chilka is cracked wheat and tergus all cracked wheat shapir. Nofgam teres dogon. It's not dog anymore because you don't pile it up. Elamadim ekustov, it's spelt. Dogum alyu, it's regular dogon, so why are you not ushering it? Why are you saying I don't need to dog is mutu bechilka? What do you mean? It's regular dogon. It's one of the chamesh aminim spelt. So why aren't you ushering that as another? Where's this kasha? You're right, it's a good kasha. Look at the Maravai. Rav Huna, Shoru Lahani Kurpaisa, Rav Huna allowed these Kurpaisa, these are people who sold different type of spices. They were spice sellers. Mezel Lazivni Karachai Vashuk. Let them sell regularly in the shuk. They were allowed to sell spice in the shuk. Eisvi Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana asked Makasha, it says, Chanus Psucha L'stav, if it's a store opened to a little alleyway, Paseach Noel Kadarka, you could open and close your store regularly. Psucha Shirabim, if the store on Chalam Moed, open Shirabim, Paseach Achas Noel Achas, you open one door and keep all the door closed. You have to make it nicker that it's Chalam Moed. Ve'erv Yom Tav Achon Shalchag, Moitzi Ma'ata Shuka Ir Bepeiros, B'shvil Kov Yom Tav Achron. But Erev Yom Tav, Chalam Moed, it's Erev Yom Tav Achron Shalchag, that you're allowed to open the store regular, but Kov Yom Tav Achron, because Kov Yom Tav Achron. And what's the diak? But pay Kov Yom Tav Achron in. Shleiv Nekov Yom Tav Loi. You only like keep it open regularly on Erev Yom Tav Achron, but not that, you can't. And Tosfos fixed that, you don't have to cash from the ratio, because the ratio maybe is talking about on Yom Tav itself, maybe. You're allowed to open a store on Yom Tav itself, could be because people could buy on credit. But here it says clearly, Yom Tov Achron means Erev Yom Tov Achron means Chol HaMoed. It's clear, only Mutter on Yom Tov Achron, if not on Chol HaMoed, it'd be awesome. So it's Kasha on Rav Huna. How can Rav Huna let those Krupaisa to sell? Like Kasha, Peiru of a Tavlin. This could be another head. Hey, Peiru of a Tavlin. Buy Peiru is that people buy it for after the Yom Tov. That's also. But Tavlin, if that's only, people know you're only buying on Serach Moed, there's no Chshad, because that's not Meskayim, they're even for Hesed's Mutter, because everyone knows they're not buying this after Yom Tov. For example, let's say a pizza shop would be Mutter to be open, because everyone knows you're not buying pizza for after Chol HaMoed, so that could have to be open, that could be open regularly, because everyone knows you're using for Serach Moed. Just like Tavlin is using for Serach Moed, and that's Mutter to sell Kedarka. And this thing that Rav Huna allowed was spices, and therefore spices you don't buy for after Yom Tov, you're talking about fresh spices, and therefore you'll have to be open regularly. Hadr aloch, perik misha hafach, bli neder, for those that finished it. Can you-